This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegebusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main in Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Well, good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Fort Loramie. And we've got what could be a very exciting girls contest in the Shelby County Athletic League for you here this afternoon. We'll tip off in about 15 to 20 minutes or so. Fort Loramie hosting Anna. First time around, Redskins on a shot with 4 seconds left, a three-pointer by Kendall Tennery, defeated Anna 40-37. Redskins have a 20-game win streak over the Anna Rockets in place. Fort Loramie would like to extend that here today. Anna wants to bring that 20-game loss string to Fort Loramie to a halt here this afternoon. Again, that first meeting was a tight struggle at Anna. Fort Loramie won it by a final score of 40-37. Anna led most of that game, didn't finish strong. Fort Loramie did and pulled it out. By way of record, Anna 10-7, 7-3 in the SCAL. Fort Loramie 11-5, 8-1 in the league. Fort Loramie's won 4 straight, 7 of 9, having scored better than 50 points the Redskins have in their last 4 outings. 58 versus Botkins, 58 versus Lima Bath, 54 against Mississinewa, 53 versus Fairlawn. Liza Puppelman pumped home 31 points for Fort Loramie in that 58-50 victory over Lima Bath 1 week ago. And in a game we covered this past Monday at Versailles, Fort Loramie triumphed over Mississinewa Valley 54-34, led from start to finish in that game. It was a resounding thumping of the Blackhawks. Anna Rockets defeated Botkins this past Tuesday in a game we covered on Scores Broadcast, 56-29. Addison Bales, the 6'3" young lady in the middle, popped to the outside and drained 3 threes in that contest. On January 13th, Anna upset Rushi 36-31. In between the win over Botkins and the win over Rushi. Anna suffered a loss on the road, 36-32 to Houston. Still, the Rockets have won six of their last nine. Shelby County Athletic League standings. Rushi and Fort Loramie have both lost one. Rushi 8-1, Fort Loramie 8-1. Rushi 14-3 overall, Fort Loramie 11-5. Anna's got three setbacks in the league. Anna still has an outside shot at a second-place tie, perhaps, in order for that to stay in position. Anna's got to win today and knock off Fort Loramie. Bryant, good to have you alongside here at Fort Loramie. Thanks for making the trek up from the south. You are Mr. Jack of all trades now at the Dayton Daily News, doing a little bit of everything, videography, photography, writing. Glad you could sneak an hour or two away and visit us here in Shelby County on this Saturday afternoon.
Well, happy to be here, and yeah, it'll be a busy weekend with the incoming snow, but luckily we're going to get basketball in before that happens, and it's been fun at the Dayton Daily News since I started. One of my first sporting events covering for the DDN was the Fort Loramie and Waterford State Final back in March, D7 game down at UD Arena. That was a fun one. I know Loramie not happy to have been on the losing end of that one, but they had a good showing here. And I know they were wondering what this season was going to be like with losing such a big core from last year, but after taking some early losses, seems like they're doing good. And that Monday victory at Versailles you just talked about certainly seems like one to really build a strong winning streak on.
Yeah, 20-point triumph over Mississinawa, and it was convincing, and no doubt about it. The Fort Loramie girls overcoming the loss of Maddie Shadow. I believe she is out for the season. Hopefully will return strong, healthy, ready to go next year for her senior year. Corinne Holscher has missed better than half the season with an ouchy shoulder. Haley Meyer, who played well early on this season, has been out lately. So Fort Loramie's had to overcome some roster depletions. Big-time graduations from a year ago in Brandewee and Mesher whenever head coach Carla Siegel wanted something done one year ago. She looked at Brandewee and Mesher and said, here's what we need accomplished, 1, 2, 3, and they went and did it. That Waterford game in the state championship last year, I've never seen a contest quite like it, Bryant. Waterford unintentionally banked in 4 25-foot shots from all over the court, top of the key, even in the corner, they were banking them in. But to give Waterford credit, they did a great defensive job on Fort Loramie on that afternoon. It's a new season here in 25-26. Anna has played extremely well lately. It's a team that I think is better, far better than 10-7. It's a good club, better than seven losses in Fort Loramie right now. Rolling along, playing extremely well. Five setbacks. It doesn't look like a five-loss Fort Loramie team at this point in time. Both teams on the upswing. We expect a very good game here today.
It's always a fun one when these two get together. Anna has really made its identity on strong defense over the years, and they have been able to give Fort Loramie some of its closest games these last several years, despite losing so many in a row, including that buzzer beater contest you talked about when they first played this year in Anna.
Yeah, you're right about Anna's defense. It's a zone, it's a man to man, it's a matchup, it's a combination. And that's what Coach Rusty Allen from Wapakoneta has brought to Anna, attention to detail offensively and defensively. He was a winning coach at Wapakoneta. Of course, Carla Siegel needs no introduction here at Fort Loramie. Carla moving towards 600 wins. Rusty Allen is well over 200. Between these two coaches here today, 800 to 900 victories coaching girls high school basketball. That's amazing. Nowhere else in the state on this Saturday can a broadcast crew make that statement about the coaches leading their teams in the game on this this afternoon. You alluded to the losing streak. I did also in the open 20 in a row, Anna has lost to Fort Loramie, including that 40-37 heartbreaker earlier on this season. There have been some tight games along the way. In 22-23, Fort Loramie won by 6. In 18-19, Fort Loramie won by 8. The year before, Fort Loramie had a 3-point victory. Back in 16-17, Fort Loramie won by 9 and by 8. Anna's last triumph over Fort Loramie, the 2015-16 campaign, Rockets won 46-45. 20 in a row have been won by Fort Loramie. Really doesn't seem possible. Anna has had a little downturn when Anna's had talent. Fort Loramie's been blessed with a little better talent. And we recall that day in Columbus way back in 2013 when Fort Loramie and Anna girls in Division IV, Division III respectively, in back-to-back games, won state championships.
Yes.
Same county, same league. Fort Loramie D4, Anna D3, won state titles, back-to-back contests at the Shot in Columbus, March of 2013. Wow, what a celebration that was.
And it should not be forgotten that we will never know what could have happened, but in 2020, the same thing may have happened that year. Both were slated to play state semifinals when the pandemic derailed that tournament.
Yeah, you're so right. Anna upset Purcell Marion. And Fort Loramie was on a path to probably meet rival Minster in the state championship game. Fort Loramie beat Minster in the season. But you're right, Anna was awaiting a berth in the Final Four. Fort Loramie might have been on the bus en route.
They were, yes.
Yeah.
So I remember that.
So these two programs have played extraordinarily good girls high school basketball over the years. Our JV game is in progress. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Fort Loramie 31, Anna 23. Varsity tilt 20 minutes away, maybe a minute or two less than that here this afternoon on Scores Broadcast. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, and this is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hello, once again, welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Chuck McBee may return next week. He has been under the weather, had pneumonia. Chuck, get well soon. 3 minutes left in our JV contest. Fort Loramie clings to a six-point lead over Anna. The score is 31-25. You just heard a message from Local Equipment, a longtime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Local is an originating partner, a founding sponsor, was on the air with us in 2005 and 6 when the radio station decided to eliminate coverage of local high school sports after 50 years. Local said, hey, we want it sustained, got together with scoresbroadcast.com, and a big-time supporter for 20-plus years has been Local Equipment, and we thank you so much. Local moved to Shelby County in 1983 from L.A., California, thus the name Local, and we are so proud to have Local on board. Thanks to the administration, all the staff and associates at Local Equipment in Jackson Center. And a big thank you to Osgood Bank. We are in the process of producing new Osgood Bank commercials, stressing that new Rushi location. Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. Osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank on with us here on Scores Broadcast for more than a decade. Thank you so much, Osgood Bank. Looked at the radar just a few minutes ago. Thanks to Bryant Billing alongside, and it appears around 7 p.m. or so, snowfall enters west central Ohio, correct?
Yes, that is what it's looking like. Luckily, it held off, and we can get basketball in today and early this evening. I know many boys' games are moving their start times up.
Yeah, it would have been risky to have played varsity starts at 7 p.m. or 7:30 tonight. That would have been chancy. A lot of games moved up. JV's 4:30. Varsity 5:36. I know Rushi's boys game at Miami East schedule moved ahead. Jackson Center early start time at Tamarian Local in Mercer County. Everybody has changed start times. Interestingly enough, the Preble Shawnee at Botkins boys game wiped off the slate completely. I don't know if it'll be reset, but I bet down south, Bryant, where there might be moisture
earlier.
Yeah, hours sooner, perhaps, maybe in the form of a mixture. Down south, there could be plenty of cancellations tonight for certain. Two outstanding high school coaches meeting here today. We've alluded to that. Head coach Carla Siegel at Fort Loramie, 83% of the games she's coached here at Fort Loramie, she has won. Remarkable record. 1989 Fort Loramie grad is Carla, and she's moving on toward 600 victories as a head basketball coach, state championships in 2013, 15, 21, and in 24. Rusty Allen, head man, girls program at Anna, a second year for him, in excess of 200 victories now, approached 200 at Wapakoneta, where he coached for 14 years. He amassed 8 sectional titles, 5 district runners-up, a regional championship, 1 state runner-up trophy. Coach Rusty Allen at Anna now has done a very good job. This Anna program continues to roll right along consistently. Second, third in the Shelby County Athletic League on the girls' side, and seems to play the Rushi Raiders very well every season, having split with Rushi already this year, winning recently by a score of 36-31 at Anna. Anna needs a win today, and then perhaps a Rushi victory over Fort Loramie to enable Anna to earn a second-place tie. There would have to be collapses take place in order for Anna to have a shot at the league championship. Rushi and Fort Loramie would simply have to lose and lose down the stretch. Fort Loramie and Rushi girls close the year against each other. They finish out the regular season schedule in a contest here at the Fort Loramie gym. That could decide the outright champ, no question about it. That contest is set for let me look at the correct schedule I had in front of me momentarily. The one for Botkins from a few nights ago, Thursday, February 5th, Fort Loramie hosts Rushi right here in what could very well be for the outright SCAL girls title. Under 2 minutes left in our JV game, Fort Loramie with a 9-point cushion over Anna. We'll return with more pregame before the varsity tilt here today. Anna Fort Loramie will start in about 16, 17 minutes or so on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenhardtHardt. For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your power source. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And this is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks to Osgood Bank, new location in Rushi. Locations as well in Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Osgood and Chickasaw too. OsgoodBank.com. Thanks so much to Osgood Bank. Do well, be good. OsgoodBank.com. several minutes ago. We talked about standings on the girls' side in the Shelby County Athletic League. Ruchi 8-1, Fort Loramie 8-1, Anna 7-3, Houston 5-5, Botkins 4-5, and then Fairlawn and Jackson Center at 1-9 and 0-9. Looking at today's schedule of games this afternoon and tonight, don't have updated times for you, but these are contests that were on tap for today. In girls basketball, of course, this one here and at Fort Loramie. Fairlawn is up at Lima Central Catholic. Jackson Center's at Botkins. Ruchi is at Houston. On the boys' side, Ansonia's at Houston. Jackson Center's at Marion Local. Minster is at Fort Loramie. I know for a fact that has been moved up. I think it's a 4:30 JV start for Minster at Fort Loramie. Ruchi's on the road at Miami East. That, too, has been moved up to, I think, 4:30. The Preble Shawnee at Botkins game canceled. It is not being played. This coming Tuesday night in boys action, Salinas at Botkins. Jackson Center hosts Waynesfield Goshen. In girls contest on Tuesday, Fairlawn's at Calvary Christian. Fort Loramie's at St. Henry. That's a game right now that we tentatively plan to cover for you on scoresbroadcast.com. St. Henry is excellent. Houston's at New Bremen on Tuesday night. Ruchi entertains Legacy Christian. Four girls contests involving Shelby County teams this coming Thursday. Botkins at Ruchi, Fairlawn at Anna, Fort Loramie at Jackson Center, and Tri-Village at Houston. All of those games and start times are subject to weather. Bryant, I'm hearing, what, 9 to 14 for Auglaize, Allen County, points north, Shelby County, points south. Wait a minute, 9 to 14 for Shelby County and points south to the Ohio River, and more like 5 to 8 for Auglaize, Allen, and to the north.
And all the way to the north, like to Michigan, all that way, yeah. We have been due, though. We haven't had a big snowstorm like that in a long time.
Yeah, I've got one thing to say about the weather here in Ohio. It's snow use. like high school basketball, it's predictably unpredictable.
Yes.
By the way, games played last night on the boys' side in the Shelby County Athletic League included the contest we covered. Ruchi defeated Jackson Center by a score of 46-39. Ruchi with an excellent first quarter and second quarter as well. Staked itself to a 9-point lead. Withstood a mild rush from Jackson Center in the third and fourth quarters to win by 7. 46-39. That final score last night between the Raiders and Tigers boys teams was the same final score that occurred in the first meeting this year. Jackson Center winning at Ruchi by a score of 46-39. Botkins Trojans now have a two-game lead in the loss column. Botkins unbeaten in SCAL boys games. Jackson Center sits at two setbacks, along with Anna Ruchi with three defeats. 38-32, Fort Loramie beat Anna in our JV girls game here today on Scores Broadcast. The varsity tilt is coming up in about 8 or 9 minutes. We'll return with more. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing in Fort Loramie on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing. As we try to sneak in this girls' contest before the weather hits, we will not be covering a game tonight. Weather permitting, Fort Loramie girls play at St. Henry on Tuesday. We've got you covered on Tuesday night on scoresbroadcast.com. If they play, it's probably going to be 0 degrees. Stay home and join us on Scores Broadcast. I've had a number of people come up and say, hey, thanks for covering that game last night. It was cold. We stayed in. And join scoresbroadcast.com for Rushi Jackson Center last evening. That won by the Raiders 46-39. In fact, Doc Weichel just said, hey, I was home listening. A nice call. Enjoyed the contest. Gave me something to do. Didn't want to be shoveling snow until Sunday. Taking a look at these two clubs, Fort Loramie and Anna Girls, Liza Puppelman has been searing the nets for Fort Loramie. 31 points 1 week ago today against Lima Bath. She was pushing 20 in the win over Mississinewa Valley on Monday. In that contest, I think she had 17. Janelle Siegel had 11. Janelle Siegel at guard, 5 feet, 10 inches tall, a junior, averaging close to 5 points a game. Izzy Meyer on the front line, a 5'8 senior, at about 5 a game. Liza's per game average is now up to over 11. She's a 5'9 sophomore. Also getting a starting call today, Olivia Brandewee, freshman, 5'11. 6 points a game. Kendall Tennery is a little over 5 a game, 5'7 senior, and she scored 15 points on 5 of 10 three-point shooting in the win by Fort Loramie over Anna early in the year. Hit a shot with 4 seconds to go to win it, 40-37. A look at the Anna Rockets. Mackenzie Mumaw is at 10 points a game, 5'5 junior guard. Adeline McVetti, 7 a contest, 5'9 junior wing player. Vanessa Platfoot's at 4.5 a game, a 5'8 senior. Tori Osborne, just under 6 per outing. She is a 5'4" junior. Addison Bales, 13 points a game, 6'3 junior. She took care of Botkins this past Tuesday night in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bales is shooting 31% from behind the arc, and she was exceptional against Botkins on Tuesday night. She poured in 3 triples. Will be very interesting to see how Anna defends Fort Loramie. Oftentimes it's a combination man zone or straight up zone. And how does Fort Loramie cope with Addison Bales at 6'3 in the middle? Which kind of swings us into our Francis Schulze read for you. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams today, key building components, I just alluded to them, post play. Does Addison Bales score 15, 16 points and lead Anna to victory? It would break a 20-game and a losing streak to Fort Loramie. Do the Redskins double-team her, make her uncomfortable, don't allow Anna to make crisp angle passes to the post to Bales. If that happens, Fort Loramie is going to win and extend its win streak over Anna to 21. These are all key building components to today's game. They open the doors to success for Anna and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A lot of gratitude to a new sponsor, Woody's at Kayville. One of the very few breakfast, lunch, and dinner spots around is a 2-year-old special diner in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29. Woody's at Kayville. It's quickly received rave reviews because of its great vibe and even better food and service. Breakfast 7 to 10:30 Wednesday to Sunday. You can sample a different daily lunch plate. 4 p.m. dinner specials include 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs and chicken on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's at Kayville, located in Kettlersville. It's your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day, and the restaurant truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville. We've got the opening tip to start the game in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man, I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Anna girls are being introduced, and then just in a moment, Fort Loramie will be introduced by public address announcer Dave Ross. JV game went to Fort Loramie 38-32. Varsity tilt upcoming here in just a moment. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org. That's veterans plural. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the village of Rushi and bring banking services back to the community. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. It has been 20 games since Anna last beat Fort Loramie. Rockets came close to ending the losing streak at 19 in the earlier meeting this year between the two clubs. Fort Loramie nipped Anna 40-37 in that game. We were there. Kendall Tennery drained a long three-pointer with about 4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter to lead Fort Loramie to that three-point triumph. Let's double-check our starters as we look over the Redskins' five on the floor. It is Siegel, Meyer, Puppelman, Brandewey, and Tennery. For Anna, Mumaw, McVetti, Platfoot, Osborne, and Bales. Addison Bales in the post. She wins the tip. And Anna's got the basketball moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Here we go, high-low. Oh, an excellent delivery. Vanessa Blackfoot dropped a pass of 18 to 20 feet right on the mark down inside to Addison Bales over the Fort Loramie defense. and she made a nifty bank shot to give Anna a 2-0 lead. And now Fort Loramie muffs the handoff at midcourt. Anna with the steal. Quickly down the floor, it's Osborne. Driving layup, deflected, rebound no good. Rebound bails of Anna, jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Rockets off and running here out of the gate. 2-0, Anna. 35 seconds played. Ball inbounded from McVetti to Bales in the paint. Wide open look, 10-footer, lipped the rim and came out. Fort Loramie got a break. Addison Bales will make most of those for sure. Fort Loramie attacking to our left. It's Puppelman in the paint, now to Brandewee. Back to Puppelman, foul line. Izzy Meyer, shot fake. Lost it momentarily, got it back 18 feet away. Now to Puppelman. Minute gone, opening quarter. Anna 2, Fort Loramie nothing. Little give and go to Tennery, to Kendall Tennery. Shot blocked on the play. Nicely done by Bales of Anna, which comes up with the loose ball. Rockets down the floor, swinging on top to Osborne. Shot fake. She stumbles into the lane, fell hard to the floor. Fort Loramie gobbled up the loose ball, and then the Redskins kicked it away at the timeline. Anna's got it back.
A lot of turnovers here quickly.
Yep, mistakes early on both teams. 6:20 left, opening quarter. Anna leads 2-0. Outside the arc on the right, it is Mackenzie Moomaw for Anna. Now Osborne, who zips it to McVetti in the left corner. She wants to drive on Izzy Meyer, can't do it. Throws it 30 feet away to Moomaw. High-low lob down inside to Bales. She is bracketed by two players. Flips on the arc to McVetti, who missed a three. Bales' rebound shot is short. Fort Loramie's got the ball top of the circle. Slapped away by Anna. And then Anna staggers toward the center line and is guilty of over and back. A break for Fort Loramie. 5:53 left to go here in the first. 2-0, Anna. It has been sloppy at the start of this game, and that's an understatement. Both teams trying to get their feet on the ground. Here's the ball thrown to Brandewee at the foul line. Hands off to a cutter, zipping down the right side of the lane. It's Puppelman, right back to Brandewee. And then it's Holscher who gets the finish. Here is Anna attacking with the game tied at 2. Corinne Holscher in off the bench, a nice 2-pointer. My mistake, public address had announced Holscher, and I thought that was incorrect. I indeed got a good look.
Yes, you did.
At 32, Olivia Brandewee, who made that nifty penetration shot, slipping down the lane. Anna with a quick three, no good. Fort Loramie's got the basketball with the game tied at 2. 5:13 to go in the first quarter. Midcourt with it, it's Tennery. Deals to Puppelman, 25 feet away, good matchup there. Osborne and Puppelman. Outside the arc on the right, it's Brandewee. She holds, still holds, straight away to Izzy Meyer, bails on her. Izzy Meyer fakes the three-pointer, gives to Tennery. Game tied at 2. We played 5 minutes, 15 seconds, opening quarter. Here is Corinne Holscher with the ball, 5'11 junior. She's 22, Brandewee's 32. Ball dropped down baseline to Holscher, to the cutter, Brandewee. Shot no good, deflected by Anna. Foul in the paint on the rebound. I think Izzy Meyer was trying to make a rebound basket. She's awarded 2 at the stripe with the game tied at 2. Halfway through the first period. Izzy's got a very lofty free throw, as Bryant Billing just witnessed. And she was at the line often in that game on Monday against Mississinewa Valley. We'll check our scorebook for that game momentarily and see how Fort Loramie fared at the free throw line in that contest. One free throw is missed. Second shot is good. And the Fort Loramie Redskins have sneaked in front by a point, 3-2. Here is Anna coming down the floor, right side. Fort Loramie nearly steals it from Anna. Anna then goes into backcourt to get the ball and is called over and back on the Rockets. I may have mistold you what transpired there in the last 10 seconds. It was Anna into the half court. Fort Loramie shook it loose. Anna picked it up near the timeline and stepped over the stripe. Second over and back violation on Anna in this game. 3-2 Fort Loramie. A sluggish start, uneven flow here in the first few minutes.
To answer your earlier question, Jack, Fort Loramie was 11 of 14 from the line on Monday.
Yep, very good free throw shooting. I think Izzy Meyer was the young lady who missed all three free throws. Here's Puppelman entering the paint, down low in the block, left side, shot goes in and out. Rebound poked out of bounds by Anna. Fort Loramie will throw in. Puppelman gets a breather. Siegel back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Inbounding to the left of the rim is Maya Grudich, who made a big three on Monday against Mississinewa Valley. Inbounds pass is immediately smacked out of bounds by Anna. Fort Loramie throws it in once more. It goes into the post on the play to Grudich. Anna reaches in from behind and slaps that ball away. Rockets get the loose leather quickly down the floor. Anna entering the top of the circle with it is Osborne. Hands off on the play to Jaden Dosick in at guard. And she tries to lob over a couple of Redskins for Bales. Down on the block, low right side. Passes off the mark. Goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 3-2. Fort Loramie leads Anna by a point. Field goals tough to come by here at the outset. Redskins with the ball. Top of the circle, it's Moomaw. As we check out Anna defensively, looks like a straight man-to-man, Bryant. Ball thrown baseline right. Short jump shot by the Redskins. Hits the side of the backboard. Anna gets the ricochet. Here comes Mackenzie Moomaw down the floor in a hurry. And Izzy Meyer picks her up. Straight away, Breslin Egbert, 5'4 freshman. In off the bench for the Rockets. Ball dealt to Moomaw, top of the circle. Meyer checks her. Bales on the arc. Let's go a long three. Swish! She's got it. That's what she did on Tuesday against Botkins. She poured in three of them. And it's 5-3, Anna. 2:47 left in the first. Izzy Meyer on the arc for Fort Loramie. Gives it up on the play to Janelle Siegel. Back to Meyer. Chloe Bruns in for Fort Loramie, 5'11 sophomore. She's got the ball on the right wing. Cutting underneath the rim on the play is Izzy Meyer. She catches and scores, getting a favorable bounce off the backboard and iron. And she was bumped as she laid it through to tie up the game at 5 with 2:29 remaining here in the opening period. Fort Loramie offensively so much more comfortable, Bryant, than the Redskins were a month ago, that's for certain.
They look very comfortable today, that's for sure. There's another favorable bounce.
Free throw by Izzy Meyer. Hit the back rim, hit the front rim, hit the back rim, and said, well, I'll go ahead and drop through. And it did. 6-5, Fort Loramie.
And that's their first lead of this game.
2:24 left here in the first quarter of action. Full court pressure by Fort Loramie. They put on the heat in backcourt. Osborne up the near side. Deals on the play to Egbert. Egbert 30 feet away to Vanessa Platfoot. She throws a lob down inside to Bales. Bales reaches up, spears it, turns and scores from 5 feet out. Tough to stop. If that pass gets completed, Bales has got a shot from nearly point-blank range. 7-6 Anna, 1:58 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie owns a 20-game win streak over the Rockets. Redskins try to go to the post, and Anna spoils it, taken away by the Rockets. Breslin Egbert down the floor, gives it up to Tori Osborne. Right baseline Platfoot, here's a runner from 10. Swish, she's got it. 9-6 Anna. Minute and a half to go, first period. Down the right side, it's Siegel. Siegel whips the pass to Brandaway. Brandaway takes a 12-footer outside the lane in the right. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Izzy Meyer spins, missed it. Over the back, foul on Fort Loramie. 9-6, Anna, 1:20 left here in the first quarter. in that first meeting. Anna led most of the way against the Fort Loramie Redskins. Fort Loramie made a late rush in the fourth quarter. Got it even. Anna tried to hold the ball and turned it over. Didn't score in the last minute, giving Fort Loramie an opportunity. Inside of 30 seconds, Redskins worked it down. Got a three-pointer from Tennery to win that game 40-37. Here's Anna with a left-wing jumper, but Jaden Dosick, it is short. The rebound caroms to Puppelman for Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, into the post on a pass, and Anna bats it out of bounds. 9-6 Anna, 51.6 to go here in the first. Siegel inbounding, left corner for Fort Loramie. Meyer, Bruns, Brandewey on the floor, along with Puppelman. Siegel airmails it cross-court to Brandewey. Now Puppelman straight on. 45 seconds to go, opening period. 9-6 Anna. Puppelman dribbles, no 5-second count. Defender well off her. Puppelman gave it up, got it back. Half minute to go, first quarter. Anna in the lead by three. Out high left for Fort Loramie. The great lob pass is made by the Redskins as Corinne Holscher found Liza Puppelman angling in from the right corner. She caught it and scored. And then Anna tries to lob deep down inside for Bales and throws it well over her head, out of bounds. 9-8 Anna, 17 ticks on the clock. Redskins will bring it down, a chance to take the lead before the quarter closes. Good spurt on the floor by Corinne Holscher for Fort Loramie. Puppelman center line for the Redskins with 12 to go. Throws the top of the circle for Brandewey. Oh, nicely picked off by Anna. Dribbling hard down the floor and scoring is Vanessa Flatfoot. She made the intercept, laid it in. A second remaining, Puppelman from midcourt, short. Quarter closes. Anna outplayed Fort Loramie through the first 8 minutes. 11-8 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
It is Fort Loramie possession to start the second quarter, and Liza Puppelman for the Redskins kicks it off with a bang. Good driving layup as she barged down the right side of the lane all the way to the cup and scored off the window to make it 11-10. Anna counters, outside three-pointers in the air. Yes, Mackenzie Mumaw pours it through. 14-10, Anna with its biggest lead. 7:28 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie baseline right. Here's a pass down inside below the basket to Brandewey. It's partially blocked by Anna, out of bounds. Rockets try to end a 20-game losing streak to Fort Loramie here today. Inbounding the basketball for the Redskins is Corinne Holscher. Into the lane, it goes to Chloe Bruns. Anna steals, then Fort Loramie intercepts. Quickly down the floor, Bruns. Good-looking shot behind the arc, hit the rim, bounced away. Rebound, Anna. Two-on-two break. Streaking to the rim through the paint area. Blackfoot no good. Rebound, Bales is in. Addison Bales does her thing. 16-10, Anna. Fort Loramie with the ball. Straight away, it's Puppelman. Puppelman hands off to Siegel. Siegel 20 feet out. Looks inside. Addison Bales, by the way, is guarding Bruns at the moment. It's not a zone or a matchup by Anna. It's a straight man, it appears. Outside the arc on the left is Janelle Siegel to Puppelman. Elbow right side, Bruns. Baseline, it's fed to Siegel. Puppelman outside, jacks up a three. She's got it. Big basket, Liza Puppelman. She whittles Anna, 6-point spread to three. 16-13 Rockets with 6:13 left to go here in the second quarter. Outside the arc on the right side for Anna. Handling the basketball is McVetti. She rifles a pass down inside to Bales. Bales is shooting strong, but she got an elbow in the back as she delivered the shot, and she's awarded two. Anna Bryant going to the well often. Addison Bales, and at 6'3", why wouldn't you?
Absolutely. She is really impressing me today. She's had a lot of growth over the course of her career, that's for sure.
Yep.
And saw a lot of time as a freshman right from the start.
Yeah, her positioning, her footwork down inside, getting better and better all the time. And now she is lighting it up from three-point territory. She's got threat around the rim and the paint, foul line and beyond, all the way to the arc. And here she calmly drops in a couple free throws. She's a superb free throw shooter. And Anna notches a 5-point lead, 18-13. Fort Loramie give and go. Nicely done. Meyer fed the cutter, sprinting down the lane hard toward the rim. It was Corinne Holscher who was jostled on the play. She got to the basket. Shot was short, but she's at the stripe for two. Fort Loramie getting into its offense quickly. The last few trips down the floor. The free throw is perfect by Holscher. 18-14. Anna in the lead. 5:57 to go here in the second quarter. Second shot, no good. It's the rim, backboard, and ricochets away to Bales for Anna. Up the near side to Mackenzie Moomaw. Moomaw straight on top of the circle. 5:40 left here in the second quarter. Anna head before. Ball swung to the right side. Open look for the three-point shooter, Moomaw. Short, hit the rim, backboard no good. Rebound tracked down by Anna in the left corner. Rockets still have it. On top, McVetti. McVetti on the bounce. Bales comes out to catch. High right to Moomaw. Moomaw dribbling, a little pick and roll with Bales down to the inside. She spins, banked it too hard, no good. Another offensive rebound by Anna. Osborne managed to snake through and get that one. Hand off to a teammate for Anna, who steps into the paint area and leans the shoulder toward a Redskins defender, and is called for charging. Moomaw picks up the player control foul. Fort Loramie possession. Redskins down 4, 18-14. 5:13 to go here in the second quarter. High right with the ball for Fort Loramie is Corinne Holscher. And Holscher took an unnecessary step and walked. Anna gets it right back. Second quarter not nearly as sloppy as the first 4 or 5 minutes of this game. The two clubs have settled down. Actually, 32 points at this point in the girls' contest is pretty daggone good. Might very well match the boys' output through 12 minutes last night. Ruchi Jackson center. Dribble drive, right baseline. It's Osborne. She stopped. Goes to Bales on the arc. Cross-courted pitch to Moomaw. Moomaw glides down the left side of the lane. Awkward shot. Hit the backboard. No good. Rebound Puppelman of Fort Loramie. Redskins have it down 4. 4:25 to go, second quarter. Puppelman gives it up on the play to Garrett, who's checked in. I believe that's Lydia Garrett, the 5'3 sophomore. Ball dealt baseline left to Brandewee, back to Garrett. or I should say, my mistake, that's Maya Grudich, who tries the reverse layup, and it's short. Anna got a finger on it, and the Rockets come away with the loose ball. Forecourt right, it's McVetti. McVetti straight away to Jaden Dosick. And we've gone better than 90 seconds without a point. Here's a three-pointer straight away by Anna. Bombs away, and it's good. Adlin McVetti right on the button. 21-14, Anna, biggest lead. Here's Puppelman leaning in, top of the circle. Jettisons the three toward the rim. Short. Rebound, Anna, which steps out of bounds below the basket. Anna ahead by seven. Two players for the Redskins come out, Holscher and Grudich. Baseline, right of the rim, Tenry will inbound. Boy, she was a shot maker first time around against Anna. Not here today, not getting a look. Inbounds pass, Fort Loramie, stolen by Anna to the top of the circle, trying to stop on a dime as McVetti can't do it. She traveled. Timeout, Fort Loramie, down seven. Anna's biggest lead, 3:27 left, second quarter, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing. Hey, these Anna Rockets, Bryant, much improved. Recent win over Botkins, 56 points. Upset triumph over Rushi, 36-31. And trying to deal Fort Loramie a setback here this afternoon.
And in that long losing streak in this rivalry, they've got a great chance here building this seven-point lead.
Redskins attack to our left. Puppelman straight on. Picked up 25 feet away is Puppelman by Osborne. Ball handled by Brandewee now. Picks up her dribble. Goes to Puppelman, right back to Olivia. Baseline right. Dribbles below the backboard. Ball thrown on the arc to Siegel, who's open for a look from three. It hits the flange. No good. Rebound, Anna. Rockets sprint down the floor. It's Breslin Egbert. 5'4 freshman in off the bench. Dumps it down right corner to Moomaw. Back to Egbert. Cross court, Osborne. 2:38 to go. Second quarter. Anna ahead by seven. Right corner, McVetti. They look inside for Bales. Good double team by Fort Loramie, denying the pass. And we've got a held ball out on the arc. Anna keeps it up seven, 21-14, 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Biggest margin for the Rockets, seven. Fairly late here in the second period of this game. Fort Loramie won the first time around, 40-37. A game in which Anna led most all the way. Timeout called. Wet spot on the floor. 2.5 to go till halftime. Anna 21, Fort Loramie 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargie, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve review.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
As we return to action here at Fort Loramie, Anna with a missed shot. Fort Loramie with a couple inside shots. Anna with good defense. Neither shot attempt went. Anna attacks down the floor in the right corner. Here's a pass for Bales on the interior. Picked off by Fort Loramie. 90 seconds to go in the first half. 21-14. Anna still leads by 7. Puppelman tries to carve out space in the lane. She's checked. Gives it out back to the three-point shooter. Here is a long one pumped up there on the play by Janelle Siegel. It is no good off the heel. Long rebound to Anna. Low scoring here in the last couple of minutes. Fort Loramie unable to put a dent in that seven-point Anna spread. Rockets have the ball outside the arc on the right. It's McBetty. She got a good look from three-point land. No, off the flange. Rebound, Fort Loramie. 50 seconds to go, first half. Redskins have been stymied, held to 14. Ball swung on top to Siegel. Right wing, Tenery. Tenery down inside to Izzy Meyer, who got away with a walk. Missed the shot. Loose ball picked up near the three-point arc by the Redskins jump shooter, and it's knocked down. Liza Puppelman scores. It's ruled a two. It was not a three-pointer. 21-16 Anna. 20 seconds left here in the second quarter. Big possession Rockets. Dribbling is Egbert. 13 ticks to go, first half. Now Osborne straight away. Back to Egbert. To Osborne. Ball deflected by Fort Loramie into backcourt. 5 seconds to go. Anna needs to shoot in a hurry. On the arc, Rockets don't get the shot away as McVetti made a fake to the right, went to the foul line, and the buzzer sounded. First half in the books. Anna has outplayed Fort Loramie through two quarters. Fort Loramie Redskins held to 16 in the initial 16 minutes. Anna leads it by a count of 21-16 after two. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'd like to remind you that we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply, contracting with organizations, and we market these supplies in large volumes. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years now. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, and one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and to raise families. The new sponsor, Provitco, in Botkins at 225 South Main. A healthy home and garden start with the right care, and at Provitco in Botkins, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces from a local, family-owned and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable team is always ready to help you with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provitco, your local source for home and garden success. Stop in today for everything you need for a healthier home and garden. Provitco in Botkins at 225 South Main. Halftime at Fort Loramie, 21-16. Anna Rockets lead the Redskins. Anna hoping to snap a 20-game loss streak to the Fort Loramie girls here today. We'll return with more in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing here at Fort Loramie. Redskins trail Anna 21-16. Rockets have had the better of it. Anna's outplayed Fort Loramie through the first two quarters. Anna doing a good job finding Addison Bales on the inside. Our halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Taking a look at the scoring is Bryant Billing.
As Jack said, Anna on top 21-16 at halftime. Fort Loramie scored 8 points in each the first and second quarters. The Redskins unofficially had 11 turnovers, 10 rebounds, and shot 6 of 23 from the floor. Liza Poppelman leads the Redskins with 9 points. Izzy Meyer has 4. Olivia Brandwee has 2. And Corin Holscher has 1. For Anna, the Rockets scored 11 points in the first quarter and 10 points in the second. They had 13 rebounds, turned it over 10 times, and shot 8 of 18 from the floor. Addison Bales leads Anna with 11 points. Vanessa Platfoot has 4, and both Adeline McBetty and Mackenzie Muma have 3 apiece.
Yep, needless to say, Bryant, Fort Loramie needs some more inspired play in the second half to overcome Anna, which is trying to end a 20-game losing streak to the Redskins here today. 21-16, Anna by 5 at the halftime break, which is being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor and Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, this is it. Start of the second half. Anna 21, Fort Loramie 16. Rockets try to hold off the Redskins and end Fort Loramie's 20-game win streak over Anna. Redskins with possession starting third quarter action. Fort Loramie down 5. Puppelman on the arc. Steps into a 3-ball. Short. Rim. Backboard. No good. Rebound yanked down by Anna. It's McVetti. McVetti darts up the floor to Mumaw. Now to Platfoot, far right wing. Here's Osborne. They look on the inside for Bales. Osborne drives. Flips to Mumaw for 3. Short. Rebound caroms into the lap of Tenery to Puppelman. Her pass to midcourt deflected. Anna on the swipe. Steel Rockets. Osborne, forecourt left. Out back to Mumaw. Mumaw sizes up a 3 and pours it in. Big basket, Mackenzie Mumaw. Biggest lead for Anna. 24-16, up 8. 6:48 left here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie down the floor, entering the ball into the post. Foul Anna over the back. Redskins defensively, Bryant, so conscious of Addison Bales on the inside. And a three-point shooter's getting some pretty good looks now and then.
Yeah, they have shifted a lot of their attention to Bales, who had 7 in the first quarter, and then she got an early bucket. And she hasn't scored from the field since, but other Rockets have.
Oh, there's a monster three by Poppleman of Fort Loramie. She retaliates from long distance and sinks it. 24-19 on the triple by Poppleman. Anna having difficulty getting the ball in and back court. And Anna gets a timeout, 5-point game, 24-19, had been 8 at 24-16 before the three ball by Puffelman of Fort Loramie. 6:29 to go here in the third. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Owner is an owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo. The stylists are Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. We will style and you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street here in Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded side court by the Anna Rockets. Sprinting up ahead is Fort Loramie to make the pick. Bodies fly to the floor, and it's ruled a held ball and a possession. Up 5, 6:25 left in the third. Fort Loramie certainly does not want to get much further behind. Anna has led virtually the whole way in this game. Outside the arc on the left for the Rockets. It is handled there by McVetti. Open left corner, Osborne. She's got a good eye for a three ball and buries it.
Three ball by Osborne.
Fort Loramie's defense did not rotate over. And Anna's got a number of young ladies not afraid to shoot the three. They can all hit a couple, three in a row. And Anna's hot today, up 8, 27-19. Six to play in the third.
The Rockets' last four field goals have been three-pointers.
There you go. Puppelman's got a three-point shot blocked away by Anna. Anna quickly down the floor, three on three. Meeting resistance in the lane is Mumaw, out back to Bales. Ball thrown right corner to McVetti. On top, it goes to Platfoot. Her three-pointer hits the rim, no good. Strong rebound, Bales. She's grabbed on the arm. She'll get two. Anna's up eight. Chance to push it to 10. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Many people wondering, how did Rushi lose to Anna? Well, we're seeing how here today. Anna Rockets playing splendidly, now up 28-19, as the scoreboard inadvertently gave that point initially to the Redskins. 9-point lead, Anna, on the Bales foul shot. Second one, a little too much oomph on it. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Redskins quickly throw it inside to Izzy Meyer, spoiled by Anna, and it goes out of bounds. 5:32 to go in the third. Anna ahead by 9. Baseline right of the rim. Throwing in is Tennery. I don't think Kendall Tennery's gotten a shot off in this game. In the lane to Puppelman. Feeds left flank to the jump shooter, Corinne Holscher. Swish, she nails it from 17. Quickly down the floor, Anna. Three-on-two break. Gliding toward the rim, left-handed McVetti. It's in! What a play by Adeline McVetti as she sprinted down the court hard and made a fine driving layup. 30-21, Anna. 5:06 to go here in the third. Top of the circle, Tennery. Tries to feed down inside to Holscher. Broken up by Anna. Swiped. Rockets with a steal. 2-on-2. Pulling up Mumaw. And decides to go baseline right and dropped it out of bounds. Anna up 9. Biggest lead. 4:53 to go here in the third. Fort Loramie's 20-game win streak over the Rockets in jeopardy here today. Anna getting scoring, Bryant, from everywhere on the floor. It is balanced for sure.
Yes. Mumaw, McVetti, and Osborne all have made field goals here in this quarter. And then Vanessa Platfoot also had a pair of baskets back in the first. Of course, Addison Bales with that big early outpouring is the leading scorer for the Rockets today.
Bruns gives it up straight away to Puppelman for Fort Loramie. Redskins behind by 9. 4:24 to go here in the third quarter. Coming out to catch is Bruns. Down inside, it goes on the play to Corinne Holscher. Holscher gets a hand in the face, gives the ball up. She shakes it off. Straight away at Siegel. Anna's defense denying Fort Loramie any movement toward the basket. Bumpleman on the arc. And there's a whistle and a timeout for Fort Loramie. Redskins stymied at the offensive end. Anna up 9. 4:03 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Yep, the Redskins need to find some offense, having been thwarted in this game, only producing 21 in 2.5 quarters. We're midway through the third. Anna's on top, 30-21. Rockets have been a high-scoring club here in the past 10 days. So has Fort Loramie. Anna with a 9-point cushion. Ball thrown to the post to Siegel. Back to the basket foul line. Gives it up on the arc to Corinne Holscher. Straight away Puppelman. Left flank Siegel. Redskins continue to look inside. Puppelman wants to turn the corner and drive. Can't do it. Anna's defense has been sticky. Outside the arc on the left. Little contact between an Anna player, Platfoot, and Puppelman. Ball pried loose, goes out of bounds off Anna. Izzy Meyer coming in for Fort Loramie. Madison Bales had been on the floor for Anna. She checks out. 3:33 remaining in the third period. Anna 30, Fort Loramie 21. Redskins inbounding. It's Maya Grudich. Grudich throws, foul stripe, back to the basket, handled there by Holscher. Anna defends from the backside and fouls. Team foul 2 on Anna here in the third period. Fort Loramie's picked up 1. 3.5 to go. Third stanza of this game. Anna in the lead by 9. Inbounded below the rim. Izzy Meyer gets great position and lays it through. Izzy Meyer scoring below the basket. Good inbounds dish on the play by the Redskins' Maya Grudich.
That Loramie possession lasted over a minute. They needed to finish it with a basket. They were able to.
Yep, good point, Bryant.
Because that was a costly time-wise investment there to come up empty.
7-point game, 30-23. Anna on top. Bales is on the sideline at the moment. Here's Anna attacking. 25 feet away, it's Blackfoot. And Fort Loramie's over guarding, and a reach-in called against the Redskins with 2:53 to play here in the third. It is 30-23 in favor of Anna. It was 30-21 with 3.5 to go in the third. Rockets' biggest lead. Bales is now checked in for Anna. Ball flipped to Moomaw in backcourt. He strides ahead against Puppelman. Thought toss down the left side to Osborne. Straight away to McVetti. And we've got a moving screen against the Rockets. That'll cost him a possession. Fort Loramie ball. 2:43 to go in the third. Redskins need to make a move right here. Anna has outplayed Fort Loramie both offensively and defensively so far in this game. 30 feet out to Siegel. Straight away. Picked up by McVetti. Ball thrown down the right side. Intended on the play for Puppelman. Osborne over guards. Ooh, that looked like maybe a clean deflection.
Looked like it to me there, yeah.
And Osborne overplayed, had the advantage. She was in front of the offensive player and is called for a foul. That's a tough one to take. Break Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Redskins inbound. Right corner, it's fed to Holscher. Attempted pass down inside for Meyer. Broken up, picked off by Anna. Rockets up ahead. Timeline, it's Moomaw. 7-point lead, Anna. Platt put 30 feet away on the left. Gives it up on top to Osborne. Dumps it down right flank to McVetti. McVetti drops it inside to Bales. Ball fumbled, and it's scooped up, saved in the corner by McVetti. Left side of the floor, Moomaw. Long, high-arching three. Short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins, Pumpleman in backcourt. 1:52 to go in the third. Anna in the lead, but seven still. It's been as many as nine. 25 feet away on the right, it's Siegel. Out high to Grudich. Left wing, Izzy Meyer. Now to Holscher. Haven't seen Brandewee in several minutes. Redskins still rotate the ball around. It goes into the left corner to Holscher. Holscher feeds a player in the lane. It's Meyer. Meyer shakes free. Shot it off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Anna. Anna steers the ball up ahead. Being double-teamed is Osborne. Gets it out of trouble. Cross-court on the place to McVetti. Or I should say on the play to McVetti. 105 left third quarter. We're stuck at 30-23. Anna, Rockets haven't scored in, I think, 3 minutes. They go to Bales down low on the right. Attempted pick by the defender for Fort Loramie, Holscher. She can't get a hand on it. Bales catches, and she's got a gimme from point-blank range. A bunny three-footer. 32-23, Anna. Big field goal by the Rockets. It stopped a three-and-a-half-minute drought. Twisting, turning in the lane. Holscher for Fort Loramie. Up with the left hand. It's on the rim and off. No good. Oh, that almost went in. Didn't drop. Anna snared the rebound. Up nine. 22 seconds left here in the third. Rockets throw it top of the circle to Platfoot. Platfoot on a weave to Moomaw. Gets a screen from Bales. Out high to Osborne. Nine to play in the third. Big possession here. Rockets could go up by 11 or 12. They throw it down low and left to Moomaw. It's strong. Weak side rebound. Bales on the rim. No. As the third quarter finishes. Anna up 9, 32-23 over Fort Loramie. As we tell you about Schaefer Market, which has gone local, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, has found out from you what you want, and we've got the products you expect us to have on our shelves. Mahaffey Pies, Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. And how about the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market? You will love it. And on the other end of town, on Main Street, north side, is Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly North Loramie Drive-Thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer Drive-Thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly North Loramie Drive-Thru. And don't forget to stop by today at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, formerly Widener's. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new. Right behind Schaefer Market, the bays are 14 feet by 54. Email Holly Schaefer for more information. Holly at SchaeferOil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And don't forget, excellent prices at the pumps at Schaefer Market. Take advantage of the gallon give-back program. Always low prices, and a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. But the Redskins pound the ball inside, opening possession, fourth quarter. Low on the left, it's Pumpleman, who's crowded as she attempts to shoot. She is nailed on the shoulder, awarded two free throws. The first is good, and Fort Loramie's down 8, 32-24, 8 seconds into the fourth period. Second shot hangs on the rim, short, no good. Offensive rebound in the lane is up and in. Oh, a great stick back on the play by the Redskins. Alertly, Chloe Bruns got the two-pointer. 32-26, Fort Loramie inches within a half dozen. Opening half minute, fourth quarter of this game. Fort Loramie, man-to-man, well out on the floor. And it better be careful. Don't try to put it in the deep freeze too early. Here's a dribble drive into the top of the circle. Foul line, Jay Moomaw tipped. The shot was touched by Fort Loramie, and it goes out of bounds. One of those stretches in the game, Bryant, when you think the team in the lead should put it on ice, and that's the last thing you want to do. You need to run offense and attack.
Exactly.
Thrown to Bales in the lane. On the three-point line to McVetti. A long skyscraper, no good. Rebound low on the right. Bales once, twice, and she is mauled on the backside. Somebody clobbered her. A couple of free throws for Bales. Anna plays in Division 5, Bryant. And it's a team which could be a force. Bales is that X factor. She could score 20-25 a given night and carry Anna to an upset victory in that D5 tournament. Free throw here, no good by Addison. She missed it. Second shot coming. Heading into the week in the Southwest District, Division 5, Anna, according to the computer RPI rankings, was sitting at fifth. That's for seed purposes, behind Waynesville, Versailles, Miami East, and Valley View. She missed a free throw and made a free throw, 33-26, Anna. Here is Fort Loramie dribbling into the right corner. Anna with a hooking foul. Tennery will throw in baseline right. Meanwhile, in Division 7, the computer RPI rankings are Mississinawa, Rushi, Fort Loramie, Southeastern, Cedarville, in that order, for seed purposes. Don't really care for it, Bryant, because close, hard luck losses don't factor in. And they should, especially if you're playing a real good team.
Yeah, don't get me started on RPI. I wrote a column several years ago when I was still at the Sydney Daily News blasting that. And that was when they first were testing it in the Northwest District before it went statewide. Yeah, not a fan.
Here's a short shot, baseline right by Fort Loramie. No good, rebound down to Anna. And before Fort Loramie can get a held ball, Anna's got a timeout. 6:37 to go in the game. Anna still hanging on to a 7-point spread over Fort Loramie, 33-26, trying to end a 20-game losing streak to the Redskins here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
We have 6 minutes and 28 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Anna in the lead by 7 over Fort Loramie. Rockets girls have the basketball to our left. They whip it around the top of the circle. Bales pops out to catch. Straight away on the play to McVetti. Back to Bales. Bales knifes into the lane. A running shot with the left hand. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Foul. Anna from behind. Rockets don't like the call. So it was a tough one to take. Fort Loramie possession. 7-point game. 33-26 in favor of Anna. Rockets in the road. Green, white numbers. White and black trim. Fort Loramie home. White, red numerals outlined in black. Red and black piping down the sides of the shorts. Redskins, forecourt right. Tennery's been silent in this game. She's on the arc, throws down inside to Meyer. Meyer around Bales, and she is guilty of a walk. That's a good call. And a possession, up seven. Fort Loramie's found the points tough to come by after hammering Mississinewa with 54 on Monday, scoring over 50 the next night against Fairlawn. Half that here today for the Redskins so far. Here's Anna at midcourt. It goes on the play to Mumaugh. Mumaugh to McVetti. Anna has the ball tucked under the shoulder right now. Clock winds down to 5:28. Deep in the right corner, McVetti. Near side pass, Mumaugh. Now Osborne, the 5'4 junior guard, picked up by Tenery. Right flank, McVetti. Ball looped into the left corner to Blackfoot. Anna plays keep away, and precious seconds are ticking off the clock. Here's a lob pass from 30 feet out. Beautifully done to Blackfoot as she nestled the throw up around the shoulders of Bales in the post. And she snared it, went up for a shot. It hung on the rim, fell off. Whistle was blowing. Foul on Fort Loramie. Two free throws for Bales, who's been there often in this game today. And that shot by Addison spins around like a top, and it comes out. 7-point game, 33-26, Anna. Lead has been as many as 9. Fort Loramie had a 1-point lead once or twice in the first quarter. Anna's been in command. Second free throw, Bales. Swish. 34-26, Anna. Fort Loramie's got to go. Offense must get in gear. Here's Tenery trying to throw a pass for Meyer. Deflected on the play by Anna. Picked off by the Rockets. Redskins bench wanted a foul. No dice. Midcourt for Anna. It is Blackfoot down the left side to McVetti. Deep in the corner, it's Jaden Dosick. Dosick dribbles through the top of the circle, and it's a double dribble on Dosick. I didn't see that clearly. The official was much closer than I. 4:42 to go here in the fourth. Anna 34, Fort Loramie 26. The Redskins offense, which was clicking in the first quarter fairly well, has been snarled up the last two periods. Anna's had so much to do with that. Anna not zoning today, playing a real good man defense. Here's a drive from the left wing by Puppelman. She slashes through and beats Bales to the rim and scores. Well done by Puppelman as she skipped around Blackfoot on the arc. And a little head fake got Bales to move and then laid it through. 34-28. Anna by 6. 4 minutes to go in the game. Down the left side to McVetti. Picked up by Tenery. Tenery has been spied on today by Anna's defense. Kendall dropped home 5 threes in the first meeting between the two. Don't think she's had a shot in this game today. Maybe one at the most. Dribbling Osborne near midcourt. Top of the circle, down the lane, gets loose. All the way to the rack. Two-pointer. Well done, Osborne of Anna, which gets a timeout. Anna fans love it here at Fort Loramie. Redskins in trouble, down 8. 3:37 left, 36-28 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. Final 3.5 minutes of this game. Fort Loramie in trouble. Down 8 to Anna. 36-28. Redskins have the ball. Tenery 25 feet away. straight on to Siegel. They try to post up Puppelman against Osborne in the lane. She catches, swivels, turns, missed it off the flange. Momentary tie up on the rebound, and that benefits Anna. That was a good offensive idea by Fort Loramie to post up Puppelman down below the foul stripe. She had a fine shot that just wouldn't go in. Anna inbounds. Fort Loramie strikes it away out of bounds. Down to 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter as the Anna Rockets lead Fort Loramie by 8 and try to bring to an end this 20-game Redskins win string over the green and white. Inbounding, Anna in backcourt. It's thrown up the right side to Moomaw for Anna. Bodies make contact near midcourt. Ball flies out of bounds. What's been called? Is it a turnover or a charge on Anna?
Charge.
Yep. Not a defensive foul. It goes on the offensive player. Fort Loramie with a break. A life for the Redskins. We need a couple quick hoops. Down 8, 36-28, 3:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Getting set to throw in far side of the floor is the Redskins' Puppelman on the arc to Tenery. She just can't shake free in this game. Near side Puppelman behind the screen. Lets it fly. No good off the flange. Scrap for the rebound. Foul. Fort Loramie reaching in from the backside. And a possession. End of the floor. Shot by Puppelman for Fort Loramie. Look good. We were more or less over her right shoulder. Getting a fine view of the shot. It was online, but a little heavy. Anna in possession. Up 8, 36-28. Rockets throw it down the left side. It is tipped on the play. It's rolling out of bounds. Foul, Puppelman, Fort Loramie, who shoved the Anna player flat foot. And a low-scoring second half, Bryant. Not much output offensively.
And this quarter especially has been low scoring. Just 4 points from Anna and 5 from Loramie.
And remind us of her halftime score. Anna was on top.
21-16.
Okay, it was a 5-point lead at the break. It has been stretched to 8. 2:36 to go, fourth quarter. Anna whittling seconds off the clock. Weaving out front. Osborne, Breslin Egbert, outside the arc on the left is Platfoot. Fort Loramie's going to have to foul. Each team's got 4. Redskins do commit 1. Anna will shoot 2.
That goes against Izzy Meyer, and Fort Loramie picked 3 fouls up there in a hurry in about a time span of 1 minute.
Well, with the rule in place that 5 fouls means the other club shoots 2, Anna's in a positive situation. Redskins get a timeout. Down by 8. 2:21 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, Vanessa Platfoot is at the stripe for Anna. She'll try to push the edge to 10. 2 free throws for her. 1 dribble, shots in the air. Bingo, she hits it. Anna 37, Fort Loramie 28, 2:21 to go in the fourth. As the Rockets try to bring an end to a 20-game losing streak to Fort Loramie. Second shot, back rim, front rim, back rim, it's good. Shooter's touch, Anna ahead by 10, 38-28. Nothing fluky about this today. Anna has outplayed Fort Loramie start to finish. Here's Tenery. High left. Goes on the play to Puppelman. Puppelman picked up by Osborne. Screen set by Tennery. Ball flipped back to Kendall Tennery from Puppelman. Right wing Izzy Meyer way out on the arc. Ball thrown toward the post. Caught down low on the left. Good spinning shot with the left hand. In! Nicely done by Olivia Brandewee. She got the advantage. Anna went for the intercept. Couldn't get it. Left Brandewee open for a deuce. It's 38-30. Anna up 8. A minute 35 to go. Here's Fort Loramie in chase mode. Foul. Platt put to the stripe. Well, Brandewee and Tennery did damage against Anna first game of the season between the two clubs. So far today, Bryant, Tennery and Brandewee pretty silent for Fort Loramie. Free throw by Platfoot, no good. Second shot upcoming. Platfoot dips the knees, 3-4 dribbles. It's in the air. It spins in and out. Missed it. Good rebound on the glass by Olivia Brandewee, who fires to midcourt. And the Fort Loramie player is spilled. And a defender got a knee in the Fort Loramie player's path. The ball sprayed off a green jersey. No foul called. Fort Loramie will throw in at midcourt with 90 seconds to go. And Anna in the lead by 8. That's where it stood most all of the second half. Redskins can't get it down to 4. It's been 6 on a few occasions. It's now 8. Puppelman on the arc. Gives it up to Meyer. Near side Puppelman. They look for Brandewee. Puppelman gets a lane, an avenue toward the rim, reverse layup, hits the underneath side of the glass, drops to the floor, held ball, Redskins possession, 1:17 to go, Fort Loramie running out of time, behind by 8, 38-30, baseline, right of the basket, Tennery pitches in on the arc to Brandewee, straight away Puppelman, elbow on the right, a leaner, 15-footer short. Rebound Puppelman, fall away shot, no good, but she's decked. 108 to go, 2 free throws Puppelman for Fort Loramie. She is the go-to option right now for the Redskins. Brandewee probably second. Puppelman with a couple of foul shots to shave the deficit to 6. The first one is perfect. Anna 38, Fort Loramie 31. 68 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Second free one here. Jaden Dosa comes out for Anna. Another perfect free throw by Puppelman of Fort Loramie. All strings. Timeout Redskins, who trail by 6. 68 seconds left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
It is Anna 38, Fort Loramie 32, girls basketball today on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna trying to surprise the Redskins, although it would not be a major upset, a very mild one, given that Fort Loramie's got the better record and nipped Anna first time around at the Rockets Gym. But it's a 20-game win streak for Fort Loramie on the line. Anna working clock is fouled 30 feet from the basket. Fort Loramie over the limit. Two free throws the rest of the way for both teams. And as Breslin Egbert, who is a 5'4 freshman, has ice water in her veins, Bryant. And the ninth grader sinks the free throw. The lead 7 for Anna.
That was a beautiful shot. Nothing but net.
She dips the knees and calmly flips the next one up there. It is on the front rim. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quickly up the floor for the Redskins. It's Tennery. Top of the circle. Puppelman, who gives it up, gets it back. Overplay, double team. Anna forces a scrum and gets the arrow. 39-32 Rockets. 43.8 to go here in the fourth. Anna Rockets just a shade over 40 seconds away from breaking a spell, having lost 20 in a row to Fort Loramie. Here is Anna trying to get it in, and head coach Rusty Allen gets a timeout in the nick of time. 39-32, Anna by 7, 43.8 remaining fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The Rockets inbound 94 feet from the basket. 10 players in backcourt. Here is Anna trying to dribble up the right side of the floor. It's Blatfoot, and she is hammered on the play by a Fort Loramie defender. Couple free throws here for the Rockets as we play out the string in this game. 39.7 remaining. And thinking of a string, 20 wins in a row for Fort Loramie against Anna in jeopardy. Foul shot is good. 40-32, Anna up 8. Second free throw, Platfoot. Anna's been impressive here today, Bryant, no question.
Well, they've needed to hit free throws. There's been some struggles, including by Platfoot and missed her previous two, but those two right there are beautiful.
Dead center, Vanessa Platfoot connects twice. 9-point cushion for Anna. That matches the biggest advantage of this game. Here's Tennery down in the arc. Drops the pass down inside to Puppelman. Here comes the double team. She squeezes off a short shot, short, but she's pounded on the arm, stopping the clock with 25.5 to go. And Fort Loramie's Puppelman shoots a couple free throws. She dips the knees, fires. It's strong, no good. 41-32, Anna, 25 ticks on the clock. The Rockets just about have this salted away. Anna played man-to-man virtually the entire game. That's the way we saw it. Second free throw good. 8-point cushion, Anna. 22 seconds to go. Rockets forecourt right. Let's see if Fort Loramie fouls. It doesn't appear the Redskins will do so. On a weave, it's Egbert. Egbert near side to Vanessa Platfoot. We're under 10. Anna 41, Fort Loramie 33. That's going to do it. Anna Rockets defeat the Fort Loramie Redskins here today in SCAL girls basketball. Final tally 41-33 as Anna snaps a 20-game losing streak to the Redskins. 8-point victory by Anna, 41-33. Hey, you'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. You see, when Gus Geyer established Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every single customer with great service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online too at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com. We'll return in a few minutes to begin our closeout of this game, won by Anna, 41-33 over Fort Loramie, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie, where the Anarockets have defeated the Fort Loramie girls by a final score of 41-33. Ending a 20-game losing streak to the Redskins. Final difference in the game is 8-41-33. Addison Bales was really strong on the inside. Her teammates found her early and often in this game. And then when needed, Anna sprinkled in a variety of three-point shooting from different players out on the arc. Fort Loramie simply could not muster an offensive surge in this game. Anna's defense was complimentary as well. Offensively, defensively, Anna outplayed Fort Loramie here today, giving the Redskins their second SCAL setback. 41-33, the final tally. Sour Mugs, from whom you just heard, presents our stars of this game. Sour Mugs in West Milton and located in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua. Bryant, let's look at the scoring. 33 points for Fort Loramie. Good defense by Anna. Rockets offensively were supercharged for most of this game.
As you said, 41-33, the final score. Fort Loramie scored 8 in each the first and second quarters, 7 in the third, 10 in the fourth. The Redskins overall on the day shot 12 for 38 from the floor. They had 17 rebounds and 19 turnovers unofficially. As you mentioned, those offensive struggles that Fort Loramie had, that's shown in that shooting statistic. But credit Liza Poppelman for keeping Fort Loramie in it today. She scored 18 points. Izzy Meyer had 6. Olivia Brandwe had 4. Corin Holscher had 3. And Chloe Bruns had 2. Liza Poppelman, your Sour Mugs star of the game for Fort Loramie. Looking at Anna's statistics, the Rockets scored 11 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, 11 in the third, and 9 in the fourth. Anna unofficially 13 for 33 from the floor today. The Rockets had 21 rebounds and 14 turnovers. Leading the way, and it started early, was Addison Bales. She scored 16 points, 7 of which came in the first quarter. She had 11 at halftime. Vanessa Platfoot scored 8. Mackenzie Muma had 6. Tori Osborne had 5. Adeline McVetti had 5. And how do you pronounce, let me make sure I have it right, is that Breslin Egbert there.
Yes.
She chipped in a free throw in the fourth quarter for Anna. So Addison Bales, your Sour Mugs star of the game for the Rockets. All of those points were big, and of course, she was big on the boards, as she always is, for Anna.
And Liza Puppelman, your star of the game for the Redskins. You just heard from Sour Mugs, which presents this segment of our broadcast for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs, ooh, saucy and crispy at Sour Mugs. By way of record, Fort Loramie now 11-6, 8-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna on the season 11-7, 8-3 in the SCAL. Anna's next encounter upcoming is on Thursday, home against Fairlawn, before a contest the following Thursday at home against West Liberty Salem. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, on the road at Tough St. Henry on Tuesday night. The Redskins are a juggernaut. We'll have coverage of that game for you, weather permitting, on Tuesday night. Airtime around 6:30. Fort Loramie, St. Henry girls. One thing I know for sure, a Redskins team will win that will win that game on Tuesday night. Fort Loramie, St. Henry on Tuesday, as the Fort Loramie girls try to bounce back. That's the next coverage for us. We are taking this evening off, as in my peripheral vision, I see Bryant to my right looking at an updated snowfall forecast, and the number of inches we're supposed to get continue to go up and up and up.
That's been that story all week. They're now calling for 10 to 14 for all of us, and the line has once again extended north. Now everything north of Mercer in Wapakoneta, or excuse me, Mercer and Auglaize County. I'm looking and seeing Wapak on the map and saying the wrong thing. Everything north of Mercer and Auglaize is going to get 7 to 12 all the way to the Michigan border. So the line's moving further north, and the accumulation prediction is increasing, so it could be a fun one for us.
Oh my goodness, snowfall amounts on the rise according to the latest prediction. Thank you, Mr. Meteorologist, easy for me to say, meteorologist Bryant Billing, who's also videographer, photographer, writer, sports news, Dayton Daily News. Thanks for joining us here at Courtside today for this Fort Loramie Anna game. Rockets played extremely well. Fort Loramie had seen its play improve dramatically over the last four or five games. Redskins had reeled off, 50 points in four straight contests. But to Anna's defense,
yes,
stalled out the Redskins today, holding Fort Loramie to 33.
And you do not often see Fort Loramie have as many turnovers as they had today, and they had a lot of them early as well. And, you know, Fort Loramie's defense really brought the pressure on Anna there, too, in the second half. But credit Anna for getting through the storm, being able to hit the free throws when they needed to be able to solidify that victory. And I think the real thing that really helped them keep a hold of that lead was those early three-pointers by Moomaw and Osborne in that third quarter. That's what pushed it to the 8-10 range that we had for most of that second half.
And the field goal shooting percentage for Fort Loramie was well below that 30 percentile.
Yes, at 12 for 38.
There you go. That's below 33%. I'd have to do the math in my head to figure if it was below 30, but no better than 30. Not good enough to beat Anna the way the Rockets played today.
And one other thing to mention stats-wise, too, only 2 3-pointers for Fort Loramie today. And you said that Tennery had more than that herself in the first matchup, correct?
Well, she was spied on today. You're right, Bryant. She netted 5 3-point baskets in the first meeting against Anna. Drained a 3-ball with 4 seconds left in that game to lift Fort Loramie to a 40-37 triumph in the first meeting between the two. I think she got one shot today, and I think that was all. Anna made sure that she was marked up, and Tennery did not get free. It was Puppelman who had to do most of the damage today for the Fort Loramie girls. Thanks so much to our fine online listenership. Good crowd joined us. We're back on the air on Tuesday. Fort Loramie girls return to the hardwood. It will be a tough encounter at St. Henry. Airtime about 6:30. That's weather permitting on Tuesday night. Thanks to our online listeners, Bryant Billing alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Chuck McBee, health permitting, will return on Tuesday. He's getting over pneumonia, and it may not be a real good idea for him to be out in that extreme cold this week. We will take it day by day. Hopefully, Chuck, you're back real soon, but get healthy first. Jack Kramer reminding you of the final score, final time. Fort Loramie losing to Anna today as the Rockets break a 20-game losing streak to the Fort Loramie girls. Anna victorious by a final count of 41-33. We'll hear from Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie before signing off with our closing billboard. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.